conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right of the Father, living in the dead. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please turn to your neighbor and wish them God's peace. And think about what we're about to do. So what we're about to do is enter into the throne room of the King of the universe and come to him with open hearts and minds and use one of the weapons that we talked about when we talked from Ephesians 6. What were the weapons? The sword of the Spirit, right? Which is the word of God, and prayer. Prayer. It's a weapon. It's a weapon for against Satan and against the world. And so I'd ask you to please stand as we come before the Lord now in our time of prayer. And I invite you to pray as we enter into this time. And I'd ask you to be bold in your prayers. In that, what I mean is that we share, we agree. The Bible says if we agree together on prayer, this is significant. Jesus said when we come together and we agree, there's power. And so it's really important that I want to agree with you, but I'm standing up here and you're way out there. So when you pray, could you just, I know it's some of you are shy and I know that that's not easy, but could you just kind of use your outside voice so that we could agree together? Because there is power in agreement. There's power in unity, and there's power when we come before the Lord, the God of the universe, and ask for the needs we have, for the needs of others. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we again thank you that you have humbled us. You've called us your own. You've entered into an everlasting covenant with us. You are the sovereign God of the universe, and you have allowed us to know that we are heirs and that we can call you Abba Father, and we can come into this intimate time of prayer with you. Lord, now open our hearts as we pray for the needs we have, for the needs of others, Lord, knowing that you do hear our prayers and they are important to you. And you answer them in the best way possible for us. Lord, sometimes from a worldly perspective, it doesn't seem like it's double portion yet. Lord, we know that you are gracious and that you give us what we need. And Lord, we pray now that you would work upon the hearts of the students that are coming to Eastern Michigan University. Lord, that you would work upon their hearts, that you would draw them to you. Lord, may we be the instrument by which you share your love, your grace, your power with the students at Eastern Michigan University. Lord, we ask that you would prepare us in humility and clothed with your power to be your witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. For us, this is our Jerusalem, Lord. Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan University, Washtenaw County. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us in Lenawee County and Monroe County as we reach out through Tecumseh. Lord, we just pray that you would move your church to be the witnesses you have called us to be and to be willing to submit to you and to be clothed with your power and your strength. Lord, draw people to yourself. Lord, work upon the hearts and allow us to find ways to reach out in ways we've never even thought about. Thank you so much for all the volunteers, for Paul and Susie, and for so many who gave of their time, talents, and treasures to make the Upwards Camp a success. Lord, we know that everything we do has spiritual success because it's by your power. But Lord, when it's obvious from a worldly perspective that it's also successful in reaching out, Lord, we rejoice. Our souls rejoice. Our spirit rejoices in God, our Savior. Lord, may we greatly rejoice today for all the things that you have done, for all the things you're doing, for all the things you will do as we move forth in your power. Give us more power, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy Lord, God of power and God of might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for a fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, this is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the victory that Christ has over sin, death, and the devil. By doing so, we declare to everyone that we belong to him and we are children of the King. Welcome to our risen Lord's table. The table is ready. Please be seated and come forward as the ushers direct.
Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in your holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and grace. could make it through the air. If I could just see your face. Moses stood on a mountain, waiting for you to pass by. You put your hand over his face, so in your presence he wouldn't die. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in your holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and grace. I could make it through the air if I could just see your face. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in your holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and grace. I could make it through the end if I could just see your face. Could make it through the end if I could just see your face. look into your fire. See all I have been lacking. See all I've held so dear. Burning for your holiness. Look into your eyes. See all I have been longing for. See all within my heart. Yearning for your holiness. A higher calling I begin to see. God emblazoned on my head. A seal of holiness and perfect fiery love. As my heart
everything will do. Nothing.
nothing else will do. Now that I have seen the fire in you, nothing less will do. Nothing less than everything will do. Nothing else will do. And now that I have seen the fire in you, nothing less will do. Nothing less than everything will do.
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in true faith and the life everlasting, that you may know you are clothed with garments of praise, you are arrayed in robes of righteousness, you are adorned with the helmet of salvation and with his precious.
Thank you.
may be seated. You've heard me talking about it for the last couple weeks. This last week was our upward basketball camp, and we had a fantastic time. I want to start by just saying thank you, first of all, to a lot of the people that helped out, from Paul and James and David, and forgive me when I don't have a piece of paper in front of me, I'm going to forget somebody's name, but for you guys that were helping set up the basketball hoops and the grill and that on Saturday, Bruce Franson helped bring all the basketball hoops here so that we could actually have 6 full court basketball courts out in the parking lot here. From our coaches, from Paul to Susie to John and Brian and Angie, all of our coaches. From the worship leaders, Nathaniel and Brandon and Sarah, that were leading worship afterwards. And for Ellen, that had the brainstorm that said, hey, we should have a nurse's tent. What a blessing that was. Let me tell you, when these kids skinned their knees, I mean, for me, it was just beyond my comprehension. Skinned their knees, big deal, keep playing. You know what? Kindergarten, first and second graders, what a blessing that Ellen and Susie could be there at that tent to give them a little bit of tender, loving care. Within a couple minutes, they were back playing again. It was so much fun. On Friday, we had our big celebration after the camp, and it was really cool. We had a big picnic. Cross Resurrection has this new big grill that we grilled out for, and I'm not sure how many people were there. There was 109 kids that participated in the basketball camp. I bought 225 paper plates, 260 bags of these little chips. All of it was gone. So there were a lot of people here. One of the coolest things, we gave awards, prizes, not awards, but prizes out at the end of the camp. And this one little boy that won the basketball hoop, we gave one basketball hoop away to this child, drew the name out of the hat. And he won the prize, and the first thing I heard was, God does answer prayer. There's more to that story, though. What's really cool is that this is a family that had gone to church a number of years ago, but stopped going. Because of the basketball camp, because of the devotions, because of the coach's encouragement, this family started praying this past week again. Then Thursday night, you know, interesting, you know, how many kids were praying for the basketball hoop and didn't get it? Who cares? But this particular child was led to pray again with his family. His dad was talking about how cool it was for them because of the basketball camp to be praying together as a family again. That was a specific prayer that they were praying hard for. 109 kids that go to basketball camp, how many have a basketball hoop at their house, right? A lot of them do. This one family does not. They do now. How cool is that? And Jesus bringing them. The camp verse for the week was Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And each day we had a game plan speaker that came and talked to them. We had the coaches that talked to them about that. What I'd like to do is kind of give you a feel. A lot of you weren't able to see it, but we have some pictures. If you want to see more pictures, there's over 300 pictures posted on Facebook. If you search Washtenaw County Upward, you'll find all these pictures and more. So thank you again, and enjoy some of the pictures.
Time.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? Praise be to God. You know, we only had 7 that were across from resurrection. They showed up a lot in those pictures, though. That's good. And we had a few volunteers, but we had 109 that were here. That's pretty awesome. And, you know, we jokingly said, oh, well, we, you know, getting enough stuff for 110. Wow. So let's stand as we praise God and receive the blessing that he has for us this day. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lord, lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace and his power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the time after the suffering of the Lord, he shows many ways he was still. Told us not to leave Jerusalem until we are born with the power of God. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Showed us many ways he was still alive. And he chose not to leave Jerusalem until we are born with the power of God. You will receive.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.